Welcome to the Planning from the Future exercise. Do not listen to this exercise while driving or operating machinery, or if you need to stay awake for any other reason. Only listen to this exercise when you can safely relax. Now, I'd like you to take a really comfortable position in a comfortable chair. Just make sure that you are really comfortable in that chair. And if you need to pause this audio while you take that comfortable position in that comfortable chair, please do so. Now, as you sit in that chair, just take a couple of deep breaths. Really inhale deeply. And let that air out slowly. And take another deep breath. And sigh it out. And notice that you can really let your body and mind relax. And as you keep on breathing comfortably in that comfortable chair, I would like for you to think of an outcome or a goal that you like to achieve. I don't know when you would like to achieve that goal, and I don't know what that goal is. The main thing, however, is that you know exactly what you want to achieve. It can be a big goal, or it can be a really small goal. It doesn't matter. And you can always do this exercise again with different goals, big or small. Now, as you think of that goal, I would like for you to float in your mind into that future moment when you have just achieved that goal. You have just taken that final step, or whatever it's been required for you to achieve that goal. And I want you to really flow into that moment so that you are now in that moment. And you see what you see then. You hear what you hear. And you feel all those feelings, what come along achieving that goal. Really pay attention. What is that environment you are in? How does it look like? Are there other people there? Who are they? How do these other people sound? Maybe there's a wind blowing somewhere. Maybe you can hear the waves of the ocean. I don't know. Just pay attention to everything that is going on in that environment. How it looks like, how it sounds like. And how do you sound like if you are talking? Just really pay attention how it all looks like, sounds like, and feels like through your own eyes, through your own ears, and through your own body. And also pay attention if there's any activity that you are doing. Are you walking? Are you running? Are you standing? Are you sitting? I don't know. But just pay attention to all those physical feelings at that moment. Are there any smells or tastes? Maybe you taste champagne, I don't know. Whatever it is. And when you are in that moment, when you have just achieved that goal of yours, pay attention to those emotional feelings. Where is that feeling in your body, and what kind of feeling is it? Is it tingling somewhere? Is it warmth? Is it something else? Just pay attention to it. And pay attention also to how it moves in your body, how it spins. Just pay attention to it. And really, again, as you look in that environment where you are, what are the things that really tell you that you have now achieved your goal? What is different in that environment? What are the signs, the specific signs that tell you, yes, I have now achieved it? These things, or this thing, has changed. And while you are now feeling that feeling that you are feeling when you achieve that goal, I would like for you to somehow think of a timeline so that you are in that future moment when you have just achieved that goal. And the future is right ahead of you, and the past is behind you, straight behind you. And now I would like for you to turn around in that moment and look at your past. And somewhere you can see the present moment. And as you look at that timeline from that moment when you have just achieved your goal, and you see that present moment somewhere, just look at all those things that you have done, all those steps you have taken to achieve that goal. And start by looking at what was the last step. What was the last step you took to ensure that you achieved your goal? What happened before that? And what did you do before that? Just sort of like mark down all those things that you have done in order to achieve this goal. Somehow mark them down to your timeline. I don't know how you do that. Maybe there are flags or poles or colors or whatever. It's all up to you. But somehow just mark them so that you know that these are the things that have happened in order for you to achieve that goal. And really, just mark them down. And when you are happy or content with that timeline that has led to achieving your goal, then just take one last look at it so that you really know what steps, what actions you have taken on your way to that goal. Maybe there is something that you have studied. Maybe there's something you've read. Maybe there are phone calls you've taken. I don't know. Just make sure that all those things are there. And when you are happy, you can just turn around again, knowing that you know all those steps and actions you have taken in order to achieve this goal. And as you have now turned around, just pay attention again what the environment where you are looks like. What are the sounds, smells, tastes? And really, how does it feel? to have achieved that goal. And just save all that information somewhere so that you know exactly what to look forward to. Next, I would like for you to start drifting or walking or however you do it, but moving backwards in your timeline towards the present moment. And notice how all those things that you have done in order to achieve your goal, they just go past you, through you, phew, through your head, through your body, through your mind. Knowing that these are the things that you have done in order to achieve that goal. And when you get to the present moment, just stop there. And now, look at the timeline in front of you from this present moment. And look at all those steps, all those actions you have taken on the way to your goal. And if there's anything that you would still like to change, maybe you'd realize, oh, I need to do that. Oh, I need to call that person too. Just mark them all to your timeline so that you know that you are now having a great plan how to achieve that goal. And when you look at that timeline and all those steps and actions, notice what is the first step, the first action you will take on your way to your goal. What is it, and when are you going to take that? And when you look at that step, that action, that first action, decide exactly when you are going to take that. What day, what time? And when you have decided when you're going to take that step, also make a commitment right here, right now, that you will take that first step. That's a decision, a commitment. Knowing that when you take that first step, you are, in fact, on your way to achieve that goal. Now, as you are in the present moment, looking at the future, and somewhere there's the moment when you are going to achieve your goal, just bring back all those images, sounds, smells, tastes, and the feeling of achieving that goal. And really, with that feeling, light up your future path towards that goal. Shine a light on it. Make it bright, make it clear, so that you know exactly what you will do in order to achieve that goal. And once you are really happy with that plan that you now have in place for your goal, just take one deep breath again. And organize your timelines the way that best fit you. And once you have done that, you're ready to open your eyes and come back to this place where you are, that chair, and really orient yourself again to that surrounding, that environment. And when you are ready, you can go ahead and continue to do whatever you need to do next. and enjoy your path towards your goal.